produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
In this place. you, Father. Thank you. We just continue to worship you as you come on right here with us on the Infinity Center. We thank you, Father, for the presence that's been created out of this worship that's happening right here. And we're just an extension of that as we receive out of you, Father. We give you all the honor and all the glory. Make your sound, make your noise as you come on, as you lift your hands in this presence as another extension of the worship that is taking place or that is happening right where you are. I welcome you tonight at the Infinity Center. I thank you for the time and the support that you are giving us and the comments that you are making as you listen, as you receive. We praise God for you right here. You are our MMTV family. I continue this revelation tonight on the counterpart of worship. And I want to talk to you about the counterfeit. There is a counterfeit that is going on. When I get with other worship leaders, when I get with other leaders, some are just talking about getting into the presence of God, understanding the presence of God. And I have to hold my tongue like, where have you been? And what have you been worshiping? How have you been worshiping? But we know from the time that man was created, from the time that the heavens were in their realm of worship, that the enemy is always sought to have a counterfeit. And I want to remind you of how worship began. What is that act that we are still acting out here on the earth? And to do that, I want you to go with me to Revelations chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. To understand what the counterfeit looks like, you have to know what the real, what the authentic, what the original intent of worship was. And as great as that worship is in response to the acts of God in the book of Revelation that tells you that this was happening, not at the end, but this was happening before God created the heavens and the earth. You catch that picture. Sorry, this was created when God created the heavens and the earth. He separated them, and the heavens had its worship experience going on before man was created. What a visual and understanding of that. So how did this corrupt come of the counterfeit of worship? It came in Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And as you know, even after Adam and Eve had ate of the fruit, and they were put out of the glory, out of the presence of God, out of that communicative realm that was created in Eden. They were put outside of that. It took 936 years for Adam to be depleted of that glory. God still visited him. God still talked to them because that relationship had been built up. And even though man had sinned, had listened to the lie, deceit and counterfeit began its mark and its movement and its growth, God still came and communicated with man. God still had fellowship with man. You look all the way through, even up to them coming out of Egypt, and God gave them how to build an ark, that download that he gave Moses to build the ark, that his presence would be among them. He would live among them in a structure that remained holy to them. He didn't live in them. He lived among them. So important to understand. And in that, we see the counterpart, God still having this developed relationship and communication. And I love this word. He gave them the protocol of how to approach him. He told them that he's a jealous God. When he taught and gave the Ten Commandments, he told them he's a jealous God. He's to be worshipped in their strength. He's to be worshipped for the full and clean heart. He told them how to purify themselves, to come before him, to worship him. The Lord God commanded them. But how do we implement the counterfeit? We know that worship, intimacy, is fellowship. We know that that's a one-on-one. And when you start to drift away from that relationship, you start to implement things that look like, sound like, have the inflection of. Let me remind you what counterfeit means. Counterfeit means imitation or exact likeness of something valuable. And when man began to drift away from God, again, the example that God dropped to me as I read this, I've taught on Adam and Eve, and I've taught on the garden, I've taught on worship, but this hit me today in a new way, that counterfeit is when you want to replace what you can no longer produce. Out of the pureness of worship, out of the pureness of intimacy in the garden, man knew how to just wait on God. He didn't have to do anything extensively of himself. He didn't have to create anything. God showed up in the pure and the fullness of himself. And when that is lost, you've got to make things look like, oh, Somebody respond with me. You've got to make things seem like. And how did they do that? 2 Chronicles 7 verse 19 says, "But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them." Why will they serve other gods? Because they are no longer, what's the word I'm looking at? Moved by the supernatural element of God. He's a God that moves among them. They can feel him. He demonstrates himself to them. But they've been around other nations, other people whose gods are physical, who have no power, but they are physical. They are tangible. We still today know that to worship God is a supernatural act. We know that to worship God is an intimate act. You can stand, I love this illustration, you can stand in the midst of a praise service. It's got great rhythm, it's got great words, it will just entice you in, it's infectious. Even the sinner can walk in and enjoy a good praise service. Oh, the rhythm is cool, man, this is good, nice jam. But you get into that place of worship where it is your revelation of God. It's your communication with him. No amount of smoke. Oh, I'm going there. Did I go there? Yeah, I went there. No amount of smoke machine, no amount of people hooked on wires floating across, acting like angels, can replace the tangible presence of God. Because when you've tasted of that, you might indulge yourself in the replacement of his presence, the replacement of sound to natural sound of voices, that heavenly sound that comes when you experience him and you can reflect that in the sound of your voice. So you've got now microphones and technology that can inflect in your voice range. But those of us that know the sound of glory, you cannot duplicate the sound of glory. You cannot duplicate the sound of heaven. You might have the rhythms, but you cannot duplicate that. And they began to serve other gods. How do they serve and worship other gods? Isaiah 2, verse 8 and 9 tells us, "Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, meaning what they have created, that which their own fingers have made, and the mean men boweth down, and the great men humbleth himself. Therefore, forgive them not. You can see right here so many factors. One, they're making idols that they perceive have great works. So they're making idols out of their imagination of what they believe their God should look like. Not only are they doing that, but men of every status, mean men, great men, humble men, gives you all that, gives you a certain criteria, and at the same time, it removes any status or any claim of superiority, because every single one of them come down to base form when they start to worship a counterfeit, when they start to implement. We all have idols today, whether it's the idol of our money, whether it's the idol of our car, whether it's the idol of our brand. We all have idols in our lives. And unless we bring them as a sacrifice and lay it on our altar that we personally make. How do you make an altar? Right there in your home, right there in your car, right there at your desk, wherever you are right now. You say, Lord, I sanctify this place. You have made that your altar. I remember years ago, decades ago, when God gave our apostle this revelation that the altar is going to move from the church altar to where you are. Meaning that God will meet you wherever you call his name. I grew up where the only place to be, repent, to ask for forgiveness, to receive a miracle was at the altar. And look, we're now in the 21st century where we are not present together physically, but we are present together in this virtual space called RMMTV Church, where you can receive, where you can build your altar and hear the word of the Lord. Stop looking at the idols that you have made, that others have made and drawn you into. Cut off those soul ties right now in the name of Jesus. Stop the representation. Stop the reproduction of this counterfeit, this replacement of God in our worship. Isaiah 2 verse 20 gives us another idea of what this worship looks like, these idols look like. In that day, a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the mold and to the vats. So in other words, it is, what's the word I'm looking for? It is merchandised. It is now a commercial entity that they can get into the hands of many. They cast their idols of silver and their idols of gold. These are still elements of commerce today. We can still trade with silver. We can still trade with gold. The Bible tells us that in the book of Revelation, your gold is cankered. Your silver is dross. It has lost its value. Wherever you have placed your affection. Did you hear that word? Wherever you have placed your affection, whatever you have put in the place of or put higher than God. I love what I said 2 weeks ago in worship. When you come before God, he brings you up to where he is. He brings you up into his glory, that you can see from his glory into your situation and speak from his glory to your situation. When you have idols, when you've created idols, you are keeping your eyes in the lower dimension. You're keeping your eyes in the lower realm. And God wants to bring you out of that pit of darkness, that you will again know the difference. Just recently in conversation, this has come up several times just recently when we talk about counterfeit and counterpart. Did you know that when it comes to counterfeit money, bankers and tellers aren't trained in the counterfeit. They are trained in the original. They're trained how to handle the smell, the touch, everything about the original, the originality of money. They're taught, they're trained in that, how to handle it, so that when they come up on the counterfeit, they recognize it very quickly because they've handled the real. I'm telling you, when you know how to get into God's presence for yourself, when you know how to touch him with your reality of truth of who he is. I'm going to say it to you again. Your reality of truth of who he is. Not your reality of what you think about God. The reality of who he is. He is the all-sufficient one. He is Elohim, the all in all. He is El Shaddai, the many-breasted one. In him is every resource that we need. He is our Tishkenu. He is the righteousness. When we stand in the full right standing, having mercy, grace, and favor, and all that is attributed to righteousness when we stand in him. There is no counterfeit that should be able to pull you out of your revelation of who he is for the idols you can tangibly handle and say, this is the next. God wants you, my friend, to know as a counterpart of him how to worship him in the beauty of holiness, how to come before for him and forget all that is hankering and holding you or trying to stifle the joy in you. Cut it off in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You will not be moved by the production of man's things that will try to distract you from the worship God created and the worshiper God created you to be. Matthew 4, verse 9 to 10 says, "And saith unto him, all these things," come on, "I will give thee." Let's stop for a moment. The author of worship, the author of an intercessor that leads you to worship, comes to Jesus and tells him, "As great as you are, I can give you all these things. If you will fall down and worship me." Then says Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." My friend, recognize where you're sitting and recognize who you're sitting with. Are they giving you false commitment because they devalue the originality of the worshiper that you are? Are you sitting among people that devalue the truth of who you are coming or becoming or coming into? Are you sitting among people who want to bring you to base things? And when I say base things, make it money, make it a substance of the now, when you know God is calling you to far greater. The challenge is, will you go for the counterfeit when you know the original and you are a counterpart? Oh my goodness. What does false entitlement do? I've looked at this today from a completely different way again, and I'm reading this to you, these next two scriptures from the Living Bible. Philippians 3, verses 2 to 3. Let's start there. Paul says, "Watch out for those wicked men, dangerous dogs, I call them, who say you must be circumcised to be saved. But it isn't the cutting of your bodies that make us children of God. It is worshiping him with our spirits. This is the only true circumcision. We Christians glory in what Christ Jesus has done for us and realize that we are helpless to save ourselves." How did Paul come to this conclusion, right? Because he is a man that knows the law. He taught the law in the scriptures. Following these verse 3, he tells you his lineage. He tells you of his Jewish lineage. He tells you of his Roman lineage. He tells you of he's a Pharisee because he's Orthodox. He gives you all his lineage, but then he tells you that all of this right now, the word is entitlement, and he has been worshiping in a counterfeit way until he has an encounter with God. Oh, don't you just love that no matter how much this world walks in a counterfeit worship and a counterfeit relationship of God, no matter what they put out and commercialize, it just takes, my friend, one encounter. It just takes one moment of his presence to come upon and come within. It just takes one moment of circumcision of the Holy Ghost to cut off the dead thing and bring us to be the full counterpart in his presence. I don't know who it is tonight that needs to know that whatever counterfeit worship that you are in, counterfeit relationship that you are in, it is not the real. It imitates, it acts like, it looks like, but it is not. Oh, that's good. It acts like, it imitates, it can reason itself, but it is not. I love this rhema that God gave me about faith. Faith is a supernatural conviction that even though it is not evident, you have the ability to defend it until it comes to pass. I challenge you that as you walk and understand who you are, as you acknowledge the faithfulness of God in your life, you will commit to walking away from the counterfeits that are around you. You will recognize them. You will call them for what they are, an imitation that devalues the value of the originality, the value of the origin, the original intent. Oh, to God be the glory. Who are you and what are you walking in? Verse 8 and 9 of Philippians 3 says, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the priceless pain, the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. What a recognition. I have put aside all else, counting it worth less than nothing, in order that I can have Christ and become one with him, no longer counting on being saved by good enough or by obeying God's laws, but by trusting Christ to save me. For God's way of thinking, God's way of making us right with himself, depends on faith, counting on Christ alone. My friend, I break off that spirit of entitlement off of you. I break off that spirit of false knowledge off of you tonight. I sever the soul ties that keep you bound to the things that are counterfeit, less than God, the false knowledge that comes from the tree of good and evil, the false knowledge of evil, the false knowledge of what is good, accepting a lie as good and not seeing it as a lie, rejecting truth, the highest realm of reality. I sever that soul tie right now in the name of Jesus and call you into the fullness of the counterpart, recognizing, having the ability, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, having the ability to discern, having the ability to have the word of knowledge, to know what it is that you've discerned, to know the spirit that you've discerned, to know the evil works that you've discerned, and have the knowledge to name what it is, and then have the wisdom to execute justice and cut it off. Remove it away from you. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, that you are upholding us, oh Raha, and bringing us into this fresh revelation of the counterpart. Oh, this fresh revelation of understanding the fullness of who we are, the image and likeness of you, the representation of you, walking in our God authority and walking in our God preservation of your name and the purpose of your name in us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We give you the glory. Because we become one with you, no longer counting on being saved or good enough, but by obeying God's laws, but by trusting, in Christ to save us, trusting in Christ to bring us into the restoration of relationship, trusting in Christ that the authority that we operate in is true, it is pure, it is honest. Executing all that you put within us to execute in the name of Jesus. I call your hands blessed. I call your mouth to declare life and increase. I call your tongue blessed in the name of Jesus, refusing the counterfeit to, as a substitute for the goodness of God. I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus, and I say, honor be your portion. Oh, kitara mahanda. Increase be your portion. Kiramendo roto sokura baha. Abounding on every side in Jesus' name. What should crush you, the counterfeit that has come to bound you, may break off, and all that has been bound up against you be released for you now in Jesus' name. Oh, tirendu ruta santa remeteke borobaha. Kirando rashandara. Over, above, and beyond in your 2023 in Jesus' name. Oh, Toroko, that spirit of entitlement that says I can do just enough, be broken off of you, and the ability to abound, the ability to be driven for success because God says you are successful, the ability to walk in victory because God says you are victorious, that counterfeit spirit that will keep you as a survivor, I cut it off so you can thrive. Are de baha. You can thrive. Yendo, not just survive, but thrive. He kira baha. And have joy and the fullness of joy in Jesus' name, and have peace and the abundance of peace in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And where the counterfeit has had you so trapped that you lack rest, you're in distress and you are stressed, you are diseased in your body, I break that soul tie right now in Jesus' name. And I command the wealth of health in your bones, in your spirit, and in your imagination right now. The counterfeit has no more place in you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be thou made whole. And for many of you, may you continue to abound in this revelation of who you are as a counterpart with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. A unified reflection walking in the earth, upsetting principalities, powers, and darkness, because the counterfeit can no longer be at peace, no longer be settled in your presence. May you begin an eviction notice every time you walk out of your house, every time you sit in an environment that rests and is accepted of the counterfeit, that you will bring the light and the fullness of God's counterpart in your world. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I pray that you receive, you receive, you receive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I have put aside all else, counting it worth less than nothing, in order that I can have Christ and become one with him, no longer counting on being saved by being good enough or by obeying God's laws, but by trusting Christ to save me. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. Oh, counting on Christ alone. I challenge you, I command you, I decree over you that you count on nothing else but Christ Jesus and the faith that he's put within you to express that you are his counterpart. Sow a seed tonight that testifies of the word that you have received. Sow a seed in this still the season of first fruits, what God has ordained for you to be and do. Sow that seed that speaks to your ever-increasing word and revelation of you being a counterpart, walking in the fullness of him with resources coming out of the seed that you've sown right here and right now. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for being part of the RMMTV family. Thank you for the comments that you leave, for the comments that you share of how these revelations are touching and impacting your life. Thank you for being on our podcast. We challenge you to leave us 5 stars and leave a comment. We are growing in every way, and we thank you for your commitment to stand and receive from us. We love you. God bless you. See you in the Infinity Center. Blessings on you.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.